was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
This is gonna be a very interesting show.
Hold on. Hello. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
See? What'd I tell you? I told you it'd be interesting.
My headphones need to go down. Down pretty much now. I know we said it before. Bring them down a little bit more.
Horrible.
That'll do for now.
Oh, yeah, explain what's happening, everybody. We have yet another fill-in control board operator. Do you know how to turn on the microphone for the annex so you can hear people applaud?
I do.
See what happens when I say this. Would you please welcome, all the way from Great Britain, Trevor Phillips.
There they are. They like you. Thank you.
Boy, he shut that mic off pretty quick.
Man.
What a weird day. And I'm not just talking about that eclipse. This is just flat out
strange.
Something about today is weird.
I know. Oh, you know what? That is my headphones. You'll have to turn them down more because when I turn my head, they're feeding back.
Wow.
I know. It's
crazy. We're already driving this guy.
I know. Just keep, just turn them down more, I guess. Keep it going.
Pull my chair up here.
Keep going. That's good. There we go. Okay.
Pull my chair up.
Wow.
Welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Trevor.
You got it, Sam.
Andy, you got it, Seth. We're going to have to get used to that accent. You and I have only really spoken or talked once, and you came in here, and we kind of let the audience get to know you a bit.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
But I don't remember anything we said. How old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Listen to that voice. That's... And how long have you been here?
I've been in America for 10 years now.
And you still talk like that?
I still talk like this.
Do you do it on purpose?
No.
You could have lost it if you wanted to, but you don't want to lose it?
Or? Well, I mean, I don't want to lose it. It does have its perks. I'm not going to lie. But
what are they? Well, like with chicks and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Is this an appropriate moment for this?
You want us to think? No.
Apologies.
Oh, my goodness.
Apologies.
You just committed a horrible. That is never played.
I'm learning the board. I'm still learning.
For the joke. That's okay. So, 10 years, and you still sound to me like you came over yesterday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's not a compliment, necessarily.
Oh, right. Okay.
It is. And how old again? 30?
32.
30. Not 30. 30. 32.
30.
Now, why do... I don't like the you people. Why do British people... Why is everything bloody? What in the bloody hell? Oh, what's the bloody eclipse? Why do they do that?
It's a catchword, if you will. If we can't think of another word to use, it just helps us carry on with the sentence. In most circumstances, though, it's in replace of a curse word or something.
Sort of like heck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is replaced for hell, which is really not anymore considered
absolutely.
A curse word. Poop instead of SH. So he was bloody ugly is better than saying he was effing ugly.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
What'd you say, freaking ugly?
Yeah.
So you were married, right?
I was indeed.
But I got to get used to this people. Because
indeed,
no, yeah, indeed. Nobody we know says I was indeed. You're very formal. It sounds very formal.
Well, I don't think
there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think Trevor is actually a formal type person.
It just comes off through the voice.
Yeah. Yes. He doesn't like he's a formal person.
Now, you have some tattoos.
I do have some tattoos,
Did you get those over there? Or
no, most of these are actually I got over here.
Yeah. Why did you come here?
I was born here originally. I am an American. I was just raised in England.
Yeah, we need more Americans. Wow. Yeah, more Americans. Yeah. Turn on that mic to the end. There you go. And then what happened that you went back?
How
old when you went back?
I moved there when I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so lived there till I was about 22 and then moved back December 29th, 2006.
Okay, and why did you have to go back over there?
My parents got a divorce and my dad got custody and he was the Englishman. So that's where I went.
And then you came back here, but you still have all your...
I've still got family over on that side from my dad's side and I've got... All my family over on this side, aunties, uncles, cousins.
Aunties and uncles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you name it.
Now, how often do you go back there?
Not often as I would like. It's pretty expensive to fly out of this country, not going to lie. It is expensive. But the last time I went was probably about a year and a half ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And who is here? Your mother?
My little sister, all of my mom's side of the family. So all my uncles and my aunties, and I've got about 8 or 9 cousins.
Yeah. I know this is kind of personal, and if there's anything you don't want to answer, just don't answer.
This is the joys of working in radio, right?
Well, that's what this show is. I mean, we tell people things. So I'm trying to figure out... You're on good terms with your mum?
Oh, absolutely. I love
my mum. How about your dad?
Oh, I love my dad.
Is he bummed out that you left there and came back?
No, he understands. He actually wants to move over to St. Louis himself because he fell in love with this city way before I was born, and he said it was because of the red brick buildings. And that's
they don't have that in London?
Not a lot of them, no.
Were you actually in London, or where were you? You were in London.
I wasn't in London. I was in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Birmingham, England. And what did your dad do?
My dad, he actually worked in drug and alcohol addiction.
Really?
Yeah, now he's a parole officer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your mum?
My mum, she was a nurse.
Yeah. Why do they do that, mum? What is that about?
It's just how we spell it, M-U-M.
Yeah,
it just comes from that,
you
mum.
You know, when we came over here and said, hey, we're breaking away, why don't we talk like that?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
Because you know that everybody who came over here, I don't know, I'm not a history major, and I don't know anything about, but I don't understand how in 17, whatever, they came over here, or like it here. But let's change the way we talk.
Yeah.
Let's start talking like this.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. What the hell are you doing over there?
Now, is there something here that you still really just don't understand about us in America, even though you're an American?
Yeah, the price not being included, the tax not being included in the price tag.
I hate that.
I really don't get that. I don't understand that at all.
I get it. It's because a lot of people are stupid. And if you tell them something is 99 cents,
right.
No, it's not. It's $1.07 or something. But if you put 99 cents, these knuckleheads say, I got this for under a dollar. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You paid over a dollar for it.
And
I could see where that, so they don't do that over there.
No, no. Everything is included in the price.
If they say it's 47 pounds, that's everything.
Yep.
Now, is my accent that I'm trying to do horrible?
No, it is very good.
What part of England would it be?
If
I came the last, here.
The normal part, I would say you're probably from Cornwall, but then right at the end of it, you ended up London.
Okay.
So, you know what? Let's just shoot for middle of the country.
All right, then.
I'm from Cornhole, London.
Sorry.
What in the bloody hell are you talking about? Now, see, the phones are ringing because maybe people, either these are British people here.
Who are offended by what I'm saying.
No, they're not. No, this show doesn't offend anybody. Maybe they want to talk to you, and maybe they don't. Dan will see. Dan, see what they want. Our guest fill-in board, control board operator is Trevor Phillips from Birmingham, England. I think if I, was around a lot, I would I'd be able to pick it up and talk like that. But I know that I keep changing parts of the country.
Absolutely.
It's like there's a little bit of Australia and then all over the place, but that's the best I can do. I can't, I do think I can do, like a Spanish accent and a little like French.
Okay, yeah.
But not Russian. That's hard.
Russian is one of the hardest accents to do.
Now, are you like that guy on House, Hugh Laurie? Can you lose that accent?
I can't.
And sound like us?
I cannot. I can't do an American accent to save my life. It is absolutely horrible.
Right. You know what we're going to do?
You're going to test me?
Yeah. We're going to have a class. We're going to have how to sound like you're not from England and you've always been here. And we'll pick a sentence and I'll give you a sentence. I don't know what it'll be yet. Just we'll do it later. And then you'll just repeat it until you sound like us. How about that?
I love it. I think that's a great idea.
That could be fun. But first, if you'll swing that monitor around, then I can see. There you go. I can see who's calling. You want to take a couple of calls?
Absolutely.
And then we'll get to the Burke
segment. This is your show, sir. I'm just here for the
ride. Yes, it is for 3 weeks. For three more weeks, it is. And then, don't be nervous because it's just really, really run loosely, the show is. And I forgot what else I was going to say to you, but we'll get to it later. The Burke segment, if we get to it, that's where we just, anything that's happened in the last day or two that you think might be interesting to people, you just throw it out there.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't have anything, that's okay. You'll just never work here again. Trevor, you need to know that Marv has been a listener for like 40 years, and we haven't even been on that long. He's a loyal, a long-time listener. Marv, how are you?
Oh, bloody well, bloody well.
it's almost infectious. It's like,
I know. Can't do it just once. Hey, Trevor, I like to watch the British shows. One of them, Doc Martin, you're probably familiar with that.
Doc Martin, yeah, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, but the girls, do you like the girls, the local girls, when they want to talk disparagingly, they'll call somebody a tosser.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think a wanker. I think I know that. But define tosser and wanker. Okay.
Well, that's just something really dirty.
It's something really dirty. I'm a little bit shocked that he just said both of those words on the radio.
Over there, that would be taken off the air.
That would be instant dump.
Way to go, Marv.
Yeah.
So give us as much as you can what it means.
It's a jerk. Like,
Okay. A J-O.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Which one? Is that a tosser or a wanker?
It's actually both of them mean the same thing. It just depends on what part of the country you say which word.
Instead of saying he's a, like J-off, you'd say he's a tosser.
Yep, that's exactly
right. I've heard the male member as called a wanker, but I thought a tosser maybe was like a drunk or something like that, but it's just similar to a wanker, you say?
Exactly the same as wanker. There you go.
Kind of like, Marv, kind of like if you go, oh, he's a real D-word, it's the same as the PR word.
Yep.
I see. Well, this is very enlightening.
No, Marv, this is maybe the best show we'll ever do, but it's very educational.
Anyway, it's nice to hear from you. And Frank, just a little quickie. Sure. You're talking about apps. I mean, from first day that you made your announcement, you started talking about apps. I'm getting a little worried here. Are you trying to warm us up to the fact that we may have to go to, like, pay radio?
Wait, hold on. What are you
doing? I didn't know.
No, like, I know what he's talking about.
Okay, cool.
No, not at all. No, not at all. What I'm doing, Marv, is this. No matter where we go, we're going to lose some of the other. I'll give you an example. If we go to the strongest FM signal in town, no FM, even the biggest, strongest, most watched, goes past about 80 miles.
Yeah, I get that. So you're talking about range now.
Yes, and I'm talking about the people. We got lots of listeners in Springfield, Illinois.
Right.
I want to get them used to downloading and listening on the app. That's all.
That's good. That's all I was worried about.
No, it's not going to be a pay. No.
Okay, because back in my, before I retired, I used to love to listen to Howard Stern on my, when I go out of town.
Right.
You know, I'd listen to Howard in the morning and I'd listen to you coming back. But then Howard went to satellite radio and then I'm paying, what was it, $14.95 a month to listen to commercials. And I thought, that didn't last too long. But anyway, you know.
No, he did it. Hold on, he did it. He said it. Hang on.
Anyway.
There you go. All right, Mark, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Bye now.
Yeah, no, in fact, I'm glad he mentioned that. I really do want every single person who's AM and the PM to download the KTRS app. Just you can do it tonight, today, do it now. And once you do and you hit it and you listen that way, wow, you would never want to listen over the standard terrestrial radio again. Because when you hit that app, you got this station anywhere you go, anywhere. San Francisco, crystal clear. So we want you to get accustomed to that and see how easy it is to run that through your car speakers. So easy. Because no matter where we go, we're going to lose some of the far out, listeners, and we don't want to do that. That is the one thing about this station, this signal. It is a fat signal. In the daylight hours, from sun up to sundown, it covers more area than the old folk station, than any FM station. I cannot afford to lose any listeners. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to start to see all the other radio stations, maybe not all, but a lot of them, start heavily promoting apps because they will realize that what I have done, they should have done a long time ago, and that is expand the reach. Every station could be heard anywhere if they just would educate people as to how easy it is to download the app. Or listen online. I mean, it's easy. There are very few people who aren't going to be able to do this, and we'll get into that later. But download, I'm telling you, you don't realize how important this is. Download the KTRS app now and get used to listening to it. And then you'll go to frankopinion.com, and I'll tell you when, and there I will be telling you where you are going to find us. And you already know how to listen with the app, and you're going to need it no matter where we go. Let me get Rick in here. Rick, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Oh, I think a lot of people are. There you go. There you go, Trevor. Say hi to Trevor Phillips.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello, mate. Thank you.
I'm not kidding. You can't. It's almost like you can't not do it. It's like
I apologize for that.
No, if Carl was in here, everybody would be talking like that. You couldn't help it. You'd have to do it. I would. What's going on, Rick?
Well, Frank, this is more of a question for you.
Sure.
You're talking about Trevor, and why does he talk the way he talks, and why don't we talk the way he talks, because we all came from him. Why don't you talk with that corn-pone southern accent that you once had?
I did for a long time.
Well, I know. And the people in New England, they talk the way they talk, and the people, you know.
But I didn't keep it for it wasn't as strong as his 10 years later. It gradually tapered off because I was on a mission to get rid of it because it was nasal and it was just like this. It was from a hick sticks part of Tennessee. It's exactly how I talk. I was never going to get a job communicating anywhere talking like that.
And And I have a friend who is from the Quad Cities up in northwestern Illinois. She just came back after about 15 years in England, and she talks like Trevor.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't. Yeah, that long. There are people that go down south for 3 months and they come back. Y'all, what are you fixing to do for supper?
Well, look,
it doesn't take long.
Look at Madonna. Yeah. She went to England for 2 weeks and came back with the accent.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
I think hers was fake though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, welcome.
Hey, hold on. He did it. He did. You gotta be on. You gotta be on top of that. He did it. As soon as you hear it, hit it.
As soon as you hear anyway.
No, hit it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you
know.
Come on, that's not it. No, no, get it. Find it.
Anyway.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, you did it. Didn't even know you did it.
But I thought I said well.
No, you said it.
You said it.
We got all three witnesses and a whole.
Okay, all right.
No, don't worry. Hey, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
You said anyway, Rick.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, toodles.
All right, yeah. I don't turn them off till they say goodbye. You almost turned them.
Apologies.
No. Don't apologize either. You're not supposed to be great at this. This is the first time you've done it. Don't worry about it. Gary, how are you?
I'm fine. Frank, AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hold on. Getting better. We'll tighten it up eventually. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, Frank, that you and Dan and the rest of the crew there are really getting the wool pulled over your eyes.
Okay.
Anybody who listens to KTRS regularly early in the morning knows about Farmer Dave's show, and they know that Trevor is from Fredericktown, Missouri.
Well, maybe this is how they talk in Fredericktown.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you for calling him out.
No problem. And Trevor, you have a good afternoon with Frank.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Gary. I wonder why there aren't more people named Gary. When I was a kid, lots of people were named Gary. I don't seem to find that anymore. Let me bring, let's go to Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there you go. There you go. He's catching it. What can we do for you?
Well, first, welcome, Trevor.
Thank you.
Long-time listener, and just very sad that you're not going to be here anymore. But
Who's not going to be here anymore?
Well, you're not going to be on here from 3 to 6.
So what?
I mean, you're going to be somewhere.
So, yeah, you'll be able to hear it.
Okay, well, I hope.
Oh, you will. You have a smartphone or a computer or a car? Or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
You have apps on your phone? Have you ever downloaded
it?
Well, then there you go.
Yes.
There's no way you can't hear it. You'll hear it in Dallas, Texas.
So I have missed, I guess, a couple days because I haven't heard what, and I don't know if I can ask, what happened to Peon?
Peon had to go away, and this is not the first time this has happened. It happened 4 years ago. He had to go somewhere to deal with an issue that he has that if he doesn't get it taken care of, he won't be capable of doing what he's supposed to do here.
Okay. So, I mean, he's still with you guys.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
Oh.
Because the way it was handled was not exactly the way I'd like for it to have been handled, and this is the second time. He has a problem, and he's going to have to get it fixed. He's going to have to deal with it and heal himself, let's say. Okay?
Okay, absolutely.
So we don't know how long he'll be gone, when he'll be back, or if he'll be back. And it's not because he did anything, messed something up, or stole money from me, or he has let substances mess him up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And I mean, it does a lot of people.
The first time around, we never said anything because we respected his wish for privacy. But I got to tell you something. This is the second time. And I think people have a right to know, because if they don't, they're always going to wonder. And then they speculate and they make up things. Oh, did you hear? Frank fired Peon. They had a fight. No, he didn't. If he loses this job, it will be because this is the second time. I cannot have a third. This is a huge time for me, and this is the worst time that's going to happen.
Frank, I mean, I thank you for stepping in and just taking care of it, because Pian, whether he knows it or not, this is the best thing that could have happened to him.
Yeah, well, I didn't step in to take care of anything, but I'm going to step in, because the way he did it, I'll just tell you, I'm not happy with. And it's the same thing that happened last time. I wish him the best. He did a great job here for 19 years until he didn't, until he started missing things and just had lackadaisical. And now I know why. But I never had a clue that it was as bad as it was. So obviously we want him to get it taken care of and get back on his feet and get straightened out. But we don't know, because we're not told anything by his wife or anybody. We don't know. We don't know where he is. And that's not exactly the way I would have handled it. I would have had my wife, you know, at least kind of inform the guy who's paid me for 19 years what's going on.
Absolutely.
So I just think people should know. The people who listen to this show are the most dedicated, loyal audience in all of radio in this town, or maybe anywhere. No, they are. They're like a.
I am one.
Like a cult. So whether people think, oh, he shouldn't have done that or said that, I think you have a right to know.
No, I'll say absolutely. I mean, you three are, you know, a trio, and I hope he gets the help he needs. I mean, that's, you know, with the little boy and his wife. I mean, it's, you know.
And he's probably not going to like the fact that I said he had to go get help, but that's too bad. Because I think one of the things that, and I've learned this from people like Dan, who has a son who's a heroin addict. I mean, you can't mollycoddle people, and you can't pussyfoot around. You give them one great chance, and then they blow that, and it happens again. You've got to put the hammer down.
Now, I have a lot of addictions in my family, and that's the only way that you have to deal with it.
Yeah. So the only thing,
I'm with you.
From what I can tell, the only thing that works is you just got to be really, really tough.
Well, it's tough love.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, you're an enabler.
Absolutely.
All right, Kathy.
Well, I hope the best, and
we all do. But I also have to hope the best for this show. This show has to move on, and it has to be just like it is now, with or without it, with a different control board operator, whatever. I got Dan, got me. That's pretty much the heart of the show, and we just carry on.
Okay, I'm still listening.
All right, all right, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We got to take a break. And then we'll take a break. Just a minute. Come back. We'll take some more calls. A lot of calls here. First Community Credit Union. My goodness. Sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning. This is the most unusual time right now for me. And Dan knows what I'm about to say. I don't even, like today, I thought, what the heck? It's in the clip. I get the call from Paul Warner. And he has decided to completely retire, and he and his wife are going to travel, so he will not be able to host the yard sale on Saturday morning. The yard sale will come back just as it always was, with a new host, and that host will be a good host. What matters is that it's still going to be sponsored by one sponsor. It looks like that's still going to be First Community Credit Union. And 90 to 95 people every Saturday morning for 2 hours will get through and be able to sell stuff. And it'll be fun. We lost, and again, not because of any kind of rift or fight, or they want to travel. You can't travel and be in here every Saturday morning. So he did a fantastic job, and so will the next person. And First Community Credit Union is that sponsor. So let's talk about them for a second. It's where I do all my banking. I've asked you to consider banking there. And I realize that changing where you bank is not a top priority for anybody, unless the bank, you know, screwed something up and your balance wasn't correct. Outside of that, it's a place to get your checks and debit card, credit card, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of places have it. But those other places don't keep this show on the air. Those other places aren't First Community Credit Union. There can only be one largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Two people can't be the largest. Well, guess who the largest is? First Community. 43 locations. Please consider doing your banking there and tell them, as you always have, and we appreciate it, that you're AM and the PM. 43 locations, fresh, free popcorn, and when it's really hot, popsicles. Tell them you're AM and the PM. FirstCommunity.com.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
At Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
All right, we are going to get some total eclipse traffic from Tim Weiland. Tim?
Chime in about Trevor for a second?
Sure.
So, you know, Trevor was a student. You know, I know that you're the professor, but I was just a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor was a student ours at the broadcast center. And
well, hold on, Trevor was a student in
at broadcast center.
Are you telling me that Tim, you or Dan taught this guy anything?
No, I don't think Dan was there at the time. I didn't achieve professorship. You know.
Mm-hmm. So Trevor, Tim here was your teacher.
Tim was my teacher. Yeah,
that explains a lot.
Taught me a lot. Yeah.
That explains not all the. That explains the mistakes.
But to see, we love Trevor, but we told him he'd never make it in this business.
And right? Look
how wrong you are. He's on the biggest show in town right now. See? You were
That's
wrong.
That's the thing. He was awesome. I mean, everybody fell in. And he even works part-time.
You almost said everybody fell in love with him, which would have sounded like, you know, a homosexual relationship. Yeah.
That's your business. But no, Trevor was great. Everybody loved him at the broadcast center, and it was one of those different things. You never had a person that was from England or from Great Britain, and it was kind of interesting. So it's kind of interesting hearing you guys talk about him now.
When I met him here, I don't know, a few months ago, I was stunned because I pictured Benny Hill. I just heard the voice. No, I thought fat, clammy, blubbery British guy, and he's actually, and I know this is going to sound, he's a good-looking guy. No, you are.
Thank you. I'll take the compliment.
Good ladies, this guy's a good-looking guy.
And you're right. It's like I said, I'm good with my man car. He is. He's good.
All right, well, you know what? I've got a little traffic comment later, but I'm going to tell you something, Jim. Coming in here, I called Dan. I said, there's no way I'm going to make it because the route that I was taking was backed up for 3 or 4 miles, and it was everybody exiting Washington, Missouri, and all these pastures where they're all standing out looking at the eclipse. I had to turn around in the road, go with the opposite direction of everybody else, go way the wrong direction, loop around, and I made it. But it was, and then I told Dan, I see Paige ahead of me, and there's a horrific accident on the northbound Paige. I just got through it before the police blocked it off. I just made it.
Well, I've got cousins in from Wisconsin, and the first half of them just left, and what they're involved in right now, it's incredible. So, you ready?
Yeah, well, let's go. We're ready.
All right, let's go. If you are going, first of all, it looks like they've cleared that accident northbound Highway 270 at Page, or before Page, because everything is starting to thin out. You are jammed up from Doherty Ferry up through Highway 40, but then you start getting the break there. But let's talk about the people from the eclipse, because right now, let's go eastbound Highway 44 from St. Clair, Missouri, through Union. It's solid. You're looking at eastbound Highway 44 from Six Flags all the way up through Highway 270.
Holy
northbound
cow.
55. You're jammed up from a couple of miles. Well, let's go this further. Highway TT, which is about 8 miles or 9 miles south of
Texas. Can you say TT?
Yeah, TT, not 22.
Okay. Yeah.
And it goes all the way through Highway Z, and then you're going to be heavy again. But then once you get in Illinois, that's where things are a mess, because from Collinsville all the way up to just south of Litchfield, it is nothing but stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound Highway 44 is also slowing from Kings Highway to Highway 55. So it is what they said it's going to be. We thought it might be like Y2K and not much happening, but, boy, you've got a mess, and mostly the Illinois people trying to get out of here.
I just don't understand why. I don't understand why it seems like so many people went to the same four or five areas.
Right.
Well, you know, and then they're all then coming from there at the same time. You can see it in my house. You don't have to go out there. You can see it anywhere.
Well, we did the same thing. And for 24 or 25 seconds longer, we just stayed out on the deck and saw the whole thing.
Stood in the driveway.
Yeah, it's nuts. So, you know, prepare yourself for long, long delays. And this traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. Shop the Office Depot, Office Max back to school one cent event. It's going on now in stores only. Items 1 cent with $5 minimum purchase before tax. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
You know it. You love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. And now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick-and-mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh-cut fries, homemade chips, and deep-fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dog.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heisey Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
At Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spa today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
No one plans for their house to become damaged. And let's face it, the average homeowner doesn't have extra money sitting around for unexpected repairs. But when it comes to something as important as your basement's foundation, you shouldn't avoid it. It must be fixed. Call Helitech.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-8179 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-8179 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just had the mess going out Highway 30 eastbound. You're running a pretty heavy high ridge. Then again, as you get up towards Fenton, northbound 55, I told you about that earlier stuff, that's south of Festus all the way up through Highway Z. And now you've got slow traffic from Merrimack Bottom. That goes up just a little bit south of Highway 270. We do have eastbound Highway 40 drivers pretty well jammed up now from about Spady. That goes in through McKnight. Northbound 170, that's slow between Highway 70 to about, I'm going to call it Airport Road, the normal slowdown, but eastbound Highway 270, that's jamming up now from McDonald through New Florissant. Also, again, eastbound Highway 44 seems to be the worst right now, from Six Flags all the way up through Highway 270. Pretty solid. This traffic report is brought to you by Accountemps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? If so, Accountemps Salaried Professional Service. That might be your right solution. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We're playing a little catch-up here. Let me do a little business, take a couple of calls, do some more business. And before you know it, it'll be the 4 o'clock hour, and Jose Hernandez will be here to talk tech stuff, tablets, phones, TVs, that kind of thing. 14 and a half years ago, Window World came on the scene, and I think most people would think they've probably been around 30 or 40 years when they realized that it is the number one selling replacement window in the country, that almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area already have Window World windows in them. That's a lot to accomplish in 14 and a half years. And they've held their price and their installation fee, and it's pretty incredible. And they held the price through all of that. Remember that gas thing? Remember, it's going to be $10 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody increased their prices because their trucks had to burn more gas. Somehow they didn't. They didn't, the price didn't go up and the quality didn't go down. There are only two windows that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and Window World is one. That's pretty impressive. So if you want to know more, you can call 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com. I can take a couple of calls. Let me talk to Rich. Rich, how are you?
I'm aiming the pen.
Well, that's a good thing to do.
There we go.
What's going on?
I had a question for Trevor.
It's for you, Trevor.
My children and I, the last several years, have really gotten into Doctor Who and a lot of BBC America and the English shows. And just recently, when Scott Air Force Base had an open house, the RAF sent an airplane over, and the flight crew was made up of Great Britain citizens. So there is a Welshman, a Scotsman, and an Englishman. And I know to Trevor this probably sounds like a joke.
Right.
But I made a comment in front of them about how my kids wanted to have a picture taken with an Englishman because they like the English accent. And one of them real quick, because I'm Scottish, how much of a English, Scottish, Welsh thing is there over there as compared to, like, over here, the Yankee, Southern, East-West kind of stuff that happens in the U.S.?
That's a great question. I'm going to cut you off here so the signal's bad, because he's going to ask you, so keep listening, okay? Thank you, Rich. You got about a minute. What's the answer to that?
It is the exact same, actually.
So if the guy's Scottish and you go, is he offended if you call him an Englishman or a British?
He would probably be a little bit offended.
So what could you call him? Could you call him British?
You would call him Scottish.
He wants Scottish.
He is Scottish.
Texans like to be Texans.
Right? He is a part of Great Britain, but he is Scottish. You call an Irishman Irish, and you call a Welshman Welsh.
Okay, so only England do you call British?
Really? Yep, that's it. It's if they have this voice that they sound like me, call them British. Anything else, you're
anything,
on your own.
Anything else. That's what Desi Arnaz, Ricky Ricardo, you know, anything. Yeah, he used to say, but he wasn't British.
He was Cuban.
He was Cuban, and we're going to get into more of this a little bit later, but you're going to be here for 4 days, right?
Absolutely.
Bloody good. Bloody good.
It's bloody great.
Have you ever been to a Meanies, Trevor?
No, I haven't.
Why not? Why the bloody hell not?
I don't actually know what that is.
Well, my, okay. Oh my. Oh,
did
bloody
I say
hell.
Something bad?
No.
Bloody
wait,
hell.
Wait a second. Is it one of these?
Yeah. A Meanies. All right. I guarantee you there's no store in Britain, Great Britain, England, like Amini's. There's no other store around here like Amini's, and I hope you get a chance to go down. Where Chesterfield Valley is? Do you know where that is?
Absolutely.
All right, the Copper Dome. You can't miss it. It's an incredible store. Folks, they have the new Star Wars pinball game. I played it. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
This is so hot. They'll get one, and they sell it. They get another one, they sell the new, brand new Star Wars pinball machine is there, and priced reasonably when you consider this whole Star Wars franchise is huge, and they get if they wanted to jack it up, they could go in there and play it. You can play it. That's the other great thing about Amini's. The games, pinball, arcade, they're on free play. I went in there the other day. There was a couple playing shuffleboard with each other, and they were trying to determine which shuffleboard they wanted to put in their home, and so they were having a great time, and they're playing shuffleboard. Take your kids. They also sell furniture. They're known for their patio furniture. That is the number one category in terms of sales at Amini is patio furniture, because when you sell the best of the best and quality stuff, when people get to a certain point in their life where they've done well and they can afford that, that's what they want. Because in the long run, it's really not that much more expensive because you're not replacing it all the time. It's going to last for you and your kids, maybe their kids. Any furniture in any category that they sell is going to be the best of the best and the best made in the world. So lighting, furniture, indoor, outdoor, you know, theater seating, games, it's all there. And I haven't even mentioned rugs, and there's a huge rug sale. Check their website, because there's always some kind of big sale there. Area rugs, spectacular. Handmade or machine made. Amini's, Chesterfield Valley. Aminis, Aminis.com. Now, if I stop now, will that throw you, or you may take it all the way up?
That'll be perfect.
I take 4 days to get used to this. That'll be perfect. Okay, all right, bloody hell. It is 4 minutes to 4 o'clock, and it's a big 5.